yellowish
cloth,
and you have peacock feathers. If you'll give to me, all gopis will give me laddu, and they will let tumko kuch puchhengi nahi.
Nobody will ask you.
No, sir. Krishna told us, yes, I'm giving to you, and you should take all the laddus from all the gopis. And he gave. And he was in the shape of Krishna, having cloth and doing three twisted and all these things. And in the meantime, Keshi came in the
shape of
horse. He was doing, seeing here, and he has a power of more than 10,000 elephants. He can. He saw, and under that is Krishna, the Madhumangal. And he came, and at once, from legs he did like so, that only air, having the air of the feet of the that demon, he, Madhumangal began to roll away in the earth. And he at once began to cry, Krishna, Krishna, save me, and at once Krishna came. And he killed that demon. Madhumangal at once told that, I will not take this, otherwise I will be killed. Fortunately, I have been saved. So you should keep better. I don't want to take laddu and all of that. So, remaining in here and this pastime, sometimes laughing, in separation, weeping, rolling down sometimes. And then they see that, oh, Krishna is coming down from the cone groves. Again they become so happy. So, we don't think that all the Vaishnava are in my category and try to drag them in our category. It will be offense. So we should try to chant like this. Our object will be that. So here, I am telling, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come, Krishna has come in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, taking the beauty and mode of Srimati Radhika to test three things. I was telling thought. Snehman, Pranay, Rag, Anurang, that is the thing he wanted to test. If Srimati Radhika has these things, Mahabhav, Rudbhav, Adirudbhav, more than that, she can test Krishna. Krishna wanted to test the same thing. How Srimati Radhika, how he is Pranay, how he is sweet, especially four Madhuri of Krishna, Rup Madhuri, Venu Madhuri, Guna Madhuri, Lila Madhuri. And by testing, what kind of Ananda comes? There is four difference in Sukha and Ananda. Happiness and Ananda, much difference. Happiness has no object. But Ananda has object and asra both. Reservoir also, and also object. Krishna is the object. Myself like reservoir. In happiness of Krishna, we are happy. This is Ananda. But everything testing myself, no object, not for Krishna, not for Divine Gurudev or any Vaishnava, then it is Sukh and it is Maya. So we should try to be far away from this Maya, Sukha. Both are sins, like equal or same thing, but they are not same thing. So here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to test all these things. And to what to give? This is Unnat Ujjvala Rash. It cannot be given to anyone, to any jeev. These are the hereditary things in Srimati Radhika. This mood cannot be given. Also, some moods are there, Madan Modan, they are not even in Lalita. And Vishakha, what to tell of Chandravali? They cannot be given to anyone. But only this Sri Shobha of Unnatval Jalrash, that can be, the mode of Srimati Rupa Manjari, Rupa Goswami, that can be given. A sprinkle, little sprinkle, that is the Shobha. Like a creeper, I tell like this, there is a creeper with so many leaves, flowers, manjaris, some fruits. This is the whole creeper. If there are no leaves, no flowers, no manjaris, no beauty of that creeper. Creeper is not so beautiful. Srimati Radhika is herself this creeper, and sakhis are like
leaves.
And Rupmanjari Paddashi inclined to Srimati Radhika, Pran Sakhi and Nitya Sakhi. They are called Manjaris. These are the beauty of Srimati Radhika's prem. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed only that thing. Not Unnat Ujjwal Ras. The mode of Lalita Vishakha, it cannot be given. No? So only this mode. The sprinkle of this Unnat Ujjwal Ras he used to give. He gave it to so many, Jagai Madhai, but not this Unnat Ujjwal Ras Bhakti Sram. We should not think that Jagai Madhai received this very thing. And the tigers and all wild beasts in jungle, they received this, not this thing. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu past times, Narayan Das, Nisimha Das, all were there. So actually, Jagai Madhai were the parikar of Narayan. So by Kunt Prem they were given. Actually, they are not
qualified to take this.
Name. No. Wo baddha jeev nahi hai.
Not
conditioned, sir. One form there, serving Narayan there, and with another body they come in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Lila or Raman Kumbhakarna, Kamsa, and then Hiranyakashipu Hiranyaksha. Like Narayan, they have so many shapes. So in one shape they came. But they are playing a role of that demons, but actually they are not. We should not treat them. Chitraketu Maharaj, but not a demon in Vrittasur life. He was playing a role for us by the wishes of, by the order of Krishna. They were doing also. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gets to tiger, it will not be given because they were not in the line of gopis. Mirabai was not given this prem. And so he has to go to Dwarka and he mixed in Dwarka Desh. Lakshmi was not given that prem. Krishna told that you should be out of Vrindavan. Krishna told that if you want this prem and want to be in Rash, you will have to come in the womb of gopis and will be married to another gop, and in that bhav parkiya bhav I will accept you and then you can be with me in Vrindavan, otherwise no. He rejected this proposal. See, she told, how I will be married to another person? I am the wife of Narayan and go back. Still he is doing austerities. But he has received that or not, I cannot tell. Because in Srimad Bhagavat it is told that he never received. So, if anyone wants to serve Srimati Radhika, he will have to follow and he will have to come and he will have to accept the gopis, gopiyon ki
line
mein aana padega to accept them as a guru. So, if anyone wants this prem, Chaitanya Chaitanya, everywhere it is written that we'll have to accept the gopi mode. So So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. But rare, there are so many rare qualified thoughts. So we should try to observe Vaidhi Bhakti. And if luckily any person, any devotee is like
Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita Mati Kriyatam Kutapi Jadi Labhyate Tatra Laulamya Pramulyamekalam Koti Janma Sukhati Nralabhya. Raganuga Bhakti is rare. So we should try to observe Vaidhi Bhakti, Samadam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pad Sevan. And we should try to attend qualified Tattvajna Vaishnava. If we have no such qualified or bona fide Vaishnava association, we cannot develop our Krishna consciousness. Our main objective is to develop our Krishna consciousness. We are in one parivar of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu family. We should think this. Those who have taken shelter in the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and on our disciplic line,
Acharya Guru Parampara, that should be treated. They should be given honor, actually. So we should. I have told so many things. Try to observe all these things and develop, try to Krishna consciousness. You should not dishonor any person who is chanting, who are chanting only one name, even that is Lord Krishna iti jasya manushang gring tang manushadriyata. Yeah?
Krishna
iti jasya gring tang manushadriyata.
Dikshastiteta
pranata bhishya susrusya bhajana vigya madanya manya nindari sunya hudame shakta sangala. We should try to follow upadeshamritam, then manasiksha, jaiva dharma. Then we can enter in Chaitanya Chaitamrita and we can follow something Srimad Bhagavatam, especially 10th
canto.
Otherwise we cannot enter in bhakti realm and in Srimad Bhagavatam. We cannot follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Only Harinam, Hare Krishna will not do. So we'll do. Because there is no way without Harinam, Hare Nam. But we should try to take these names under the guidance of any bona fide Vaishnava association. Otherwise, we'll receive only salvation, like Brahmagyanis, Nirvisheshvadi, we'll have the same. They also dance and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. They chant also. Ramanandi, Vaishnava, they also chant. All chant. Karmi also. Karmi, you know? Karmi also. So, we should try to do it first in the guidance of Haridas Thakur, how he was chanting. You know, perhaps. After that, how Rupa Raghunath was chanting, in what mode, we should try to know all these things. So first, you should begin from Upadeshamrita, Manasiksha, Sikshashtakam, Jaiva Dharma, and then Chaitanya Chaitamri, then Srimad Bhagavatam. I think Srimad Bhagavatam has been explained in Chaitanya Chaitamri. If you want to know the meanings of Srimad Bhagavatam Shloka, you'll have to read Chaitanya Charitamrita. But only reading will not do. The key is with Bhagavatam. Two kinds of Bhagavatam. Grantha Bhagavatam and Vaishnava Bhagavatam. The key of Srimad Bhagavatam is in the hands of Bhakta Bhagavatam. If you'll read, very little you can have. Some sukriti will be done. We can adopt from Bhagavatam Mayavad, Advaitvad, or anything more. I know that so many persons hear Saptaha Bhagavatam only for wealth, reputation, for rogues and for other things. We don't want that. You should be in that category. So you should read Chaitanya Charitamrita and all the rogues. You should chant Harinam in the guidance of Vena of Bonafide, Gurus, and in the Asya Sarsana, very exalted Vaishnavas. This will help you. So today, I should take rest because I will have to fly so much. So you should try to obey the orders of Rupa Goswami. Śrīla Bhakti Siddhānta Saraswati Goswami Thakur Prabhupāda and Śrīla Bhaktivedanta Swami. You should try to read the books of Swamiji because there are no other translation. You should read Swamiji books, Gita, Bhagavatam and all other things as what he has translated. Nitai Gaur Premanam. You can write time to time letter. I will try to also
answer.
And you can come. I am giving an invitation to you all that you can come to India in Vrindavan. I will be there in Kartik months, especially we do parikrama.
November, December.
And anything, any question, you can write me letters. And try to be harmony with all Vaishnavas. This is the first. Don't be sectarian and what?
Groupism
and also
hypocrisy.
Don't follow
hypocrisy.
Always try to be sincere with all the Vaishnavas. Yes. Gaur Pramana.
Chaitanya.